The rest of the story. Walter Davis was a local mechanic. He had a nice little shop over on North 5th Street. He worked alone mostly, so he was happy for the company when this neighbor fellow dropped in one day, asked if he might borrow some tools. "Anything I can help you with?" Wally asked. "Nope, not really. He just wanted to make a little model of a boat, that was all." Wally invited his friend to stay and work on his project right there in the shop. The invitation was accepted, and then Wally learned the rest of the story. It seems this fellow had just come home from a boat trip with his wife and son on the Niagara River. The boat had run aground on a sandbar, no help in sight, so the captain ordered his crew to collect loose planks, empty barrels, wooden boxes, and the like, anything that would float, and had them force those objects underneath the boat's hull, and their buoyancy freed the craft, which then continued on its journey. So, Wally's friend got to thinking, what if a boat had spare buoyancy built into it, a device of some kind that could raise a beached vessel just enough to get her floating again? Well, the fellow returned home and he invented such a device. He invented such a device. His was a system of expandable buoyant chambers controlled by ropes and pulleys and shafts and sliding spars. When not in use, the chambers would collapse, retract into a small space where they would not be damaged. And that's what he was building in Walter Davis's machine shop, a working model of the invention that he was sure would make him rich. It took him days. Other neighbors stopped by from time to time to look over his shoulder, to listen spellbound as he regaled them with brighter ideas still of harnessing the winds and the tides and even the sun itself for power. Eventually, the model was completed, and it, along with patent application, was sent to the nation's capital, and it was approved, patent number 6469, as it is known, by the way, to this day. And even that model remains somewhere on display, but as an invention, it failed. It failed. Engineers and boat builders were shown the prototype. Its effectiveness was demonstrated, yet it was rejected, and its inventor, disheartened, went on. Well, he went on to other things. Today, his inflatable apparatus is widely employed in marine technology. In fact, the sunken treasures of the Titanic herself, including one 20-ton section of her hull, was actually raised the requisite 2.5 miles to the surface by a pneumatic contraption, much like the one conceived and concocted in 1849 by Walter Davis's friend. Davis, the Springfield, Illinois mechanic, before today you'd never even heard of him. And had his neighbor, the inventor, grown wealthy inventing, you might never have heard of him either. But as he failed in that, he turned elsewhere to succeed. And now American history reveres the floater of beached boats, the lover of machines, the forecaster of wind and water and solar power, the clever innovator. We revere him instead as the great emancipator, Abraham Lincoln, now that we know the rest of the story.